because we've got Warren Huntley with us to preview the meeting. How are you, Warren?
I'm very good, thanks, Nance.
Look, what do you make of this eight-race program today?
Probably typical of the Monday fair with a lot of the 58s and the maidens. I think where we've got to spoil, Nance, is we haven't got 10 races. We've only got 8 to plough through today.
Exactly. Well, let's have a look at the first. Here you can take out runners 2 and 8. We've got number 1, Kaplane at $2.20, down to $4 for Joseph, $4.20 for Frozen Asset. Haunted Stream is at $7.
Happy enough with the black odds for number 1 for Plane, Nards. I think just getting fitter for racing and really stuck to the task quite well over 1,800 metres last start and giving every indication getting up in distance or certain. A typical lightly raced Darren Weir horse, first prep, didn't show much, turned straight out, come back, looks a stayer, and I think today might be the day to get the first win on the board for number 1. Hit a 4, Joseph, who's fitter for 3 runs back, and I think will appreciate getting onto firmer ground. Today, Bobby Chalice does a great job with his horses and stays in particular. 9, Haunted Stream, another one that's fitter for 3 runs back this prep. And 7, Frozen Asset. I think she probably rolls forward, but those runs over the border have just been modest class. 1, 4, 9, 7.
1, 4, 9, and 7, the first. We go to race 2, and this is a 3-year-old race over 1,100. We've got number 2, Captain Harry at 8, down to the Gatling Ball at 7.50. Living Doll is at $2.50. It's the dominant favourite. And then you've got a first starter for Kieran Maher and Stylish Missile at $3.50 and Shelley Beach at $5.50.
One of the more interesting races of the day, Nards. Market's probably not supporting me at the moment, but I loved a most recent jump out of number 4. The Gatting Ball was able to show some tactical speed and some really good strength at the end of the jump out. So looks ready to go to the races, and I thought might be able to come across from a wider barrier draw with Living Doll, and for that reason, I think they've both got chances to get to a spot and be right in the finish. I put 4 just ahead of 9, Living Doll, whose first up run was very good in strong company. A couple of gear changes today, just probably to try and help her relax and settle that little bit better, come back under the rider. 13, Shelley Beach, is much better than what we saw on debut. Her trials and jump outs have been really encouraging, and just gets the winkers on today. And 12, Stylish Missile from the Kieran Maher stable. You reference that first starter. And showed a bit of speed and was quite good, particularly in her most recent jump out. 4, 9, 13 and 12.
4, 9, 13 and 12. We go to race 2. This is a 3-year-old maiden event where the runners of 3, should say, the runners in race number 3 here, you can take out runners 1, 8, 9, 10, 11, 17 and the 18. We've got the 4 Sleeky Achiever at $3.10. Then you're down to $5 Oklahoma Days, $3.24 Tegrita, and then you're looking at Lord Wentworth, who's at $8.
Thought Tegrita was terrific on debut. Now, it's got the wide barrier draw here, made a little bit easier by scratchings, but 14 for me, Tegrita. Certainly chased a smart one from the Graham Beck Yard in Algagne on debut. Ahead of 4 Sleek Achiever, getting out to the 1,400 metres, looks suitable. It's been quite an extended first racing prep because Sleek Achiever's been to the races a couple of times and scratched at the barriers, just didn't get the start. So getting deep into the first racing prep, but solid enough last start. 5 Bellissimo, I think he's looking for the 1,400 metres now, and 12 Oklahoma Days. Probably gets off the speed from that draw, but the debut run was good and has trialled up quite nicely to resume. 14, 4, 5 and 12.
14, 4, 5 and 12 in race 3. The 4th is a maiden of a 1,590. He can take out the 9. We've got number 1 Best Man at 4.20. Then you're down to 3.30 for Alcashar, 5 for Dream Alliance, and Mission Vision is a $3 chance.
I think Alcashar deserves to be favourite. Nards on debut was back in the field and made quite a long sweeping run. Made that run with Amendment, who came out for the Kavanagh stable to win so well last week. So the form through that maiden's held up quite well. It was set up for horses to run on, but I think with that run under the belt and just under 1,600 metres here now, I'm with number 12, Alcashar, ahead of 14, Mission Vision, who gets a couple of gear changes or roll along somewhere near the speed, give a sight. 1 Best Man, backing up from last week, but was pretty good behind Coral Coast, who looks like she's got a bright future. And 13, Dream Alliance, also showed improvement first start to second start and probably looking for this trip now. 12, 14, 1, 13.
12, 14, 1 and 13 in race 4. Race 5 kicks off the quaddy today. This is over 1,590. You can take out the 6. We've got number 1, Smooth Danish at 5. 2.90 for Little Snits. Dollopini is at $4.60. He's got Spunk at $5.
I think Kieran Maher holds the key to the race, as the market says. These two runners are right in the right up at the top end of the betting. And I thought Dollopini was a bit of value, Nards. And on a day where I didn't think there was a lot of value with some markets pretty well established, I thought Dollopini was pretty good leading a couple of starts ago and then didn't get much luck at all in what's turned out to be a good race behind Mascolino, who went to the Valley and won. The form through that race is holding up. Got four, Dollapini on top of the stable, mate, Little Snitz, who's slipping into a preparation, hard and fit, was really solid to the line last start. The claim for Steph Thornton's a plus. One Smooth Danish has been a bit of a constant in these type of races around this region for a long time now, but continuing to hold his form. And five, He's Got Spunk, was pretty solid winning last start, might be able to make his own luck near the speed. Thought four might be a bit of value on a day where I couldn't find much. 4-3-1-5.
4-3-1-5 in race five. Race six is over 1,300. Take out number three. We've got number one, For the Fun of It, at $6, $8 for Baby Zara. Electric Charlie at $3.60. Zim Zala at $3.30. Make Mine Brandy at $8.50. And What Girls Want is a $9.50 chance.
Relatively small field, but looks good speed here. Nards, Baby Zara can roll forward. Zim Zala doesn't have a turn of foot, but he's got a high cruising speed. What Girls Want goes forward. Phil Dancer goes forward. So I think there's reasonable speed, and I think it might set it up for number four, Electric Charlie, to be right in the finish second up. He was solid to the line first up. He might be looking for a little bit further, but that solid tempo might make it a pretty testing 1,300 metres. Four ahead of five, Zim Zala. There's nothing flash about what he does at the trials or the jump outs, but his debut performance winning was good, and he's trialled up in similar fashion to resume here. And as I said, he doesn't really have a change up, but he's got a good cruising speed and a bit of strength about him. Six, Make Mine Brandy, should be able to camp just in behind that speed, and I don't run many meetings around this region without her going around, and she's holding her form deep into a preparation. And one, For the Fun of It, goes really well for Jamie Mott, and another one that'll be suited with a solid tempo up front. 4-5-6-1.
So we go 4-5-6-1 in race six. To race seven, this is over 1,400. You can take out runners 5, 6, 10 and 11. One Rock of Mahal at 2.10, down to Avanka's Fire at 5, our Swagman at 4.80, and Ecology, who's at $4.80.
Rock of Mahal deserves to be favoured, I think. Now it's formerly with Trent Besutton and Natalie Young, and had one run now for Brent Stanley and was good chasing a horse prepared by Besutton and Young. Padraig, who won well, and was well supported to win that race. I thought it was an encouraging performance from Rock of Mahal, and just finds a very suitable race here, number one. Ahead of eight, Ecology, who covered a bit of ground last start. I think from where the barrier draw today gets on the speed, she should give a really good sight. If there's a danger, I'd be including eight, Ecology, in the quaddie, but it's the trim-up leg for me. Avanka's Fire gets the visor on, and the win two starts back was solid. And four, Our Swagman's had an interesting time recently. Last start at Catherine, then up in Darwin, but comes here with some residual fitness and capable of rolling forward. 1-8-3-4.
1-8-3-4, and then over to the final event, race number eight, which is a benchmark 58 over 1,100. Take out 11, 14, 15, and the 16. We've got number one, El Corazon at 2.90. His Spirit at 9.50. A Ton of Courage at $4.40. 8.50 for Urane Lass. And that's pretty much your market.
Probably the most interesting runner of the day, Nards, number one, El Corazon, formerly prepared by Gary Moore and now with Paul Banks. You couldn't back him up. We saw a recent official barrier trial, but was given a very quiet time there. Heard Paul Banks on with the Breakfast Club this morning, just indicating the horse had been to Bendigo and had a jump out and gone very well. And his race day performances are certainly better than this grade. Gets the 4 kilo claim for Thomas Stockdale, who's ridden a few winners now. He's getting up and running and gets his weight down to 59.5 from the allotted 63.5. A Ton of Courage, much prefer A Ton of Courage on rain-affected ground, and probably was hoping to get that for connections. But she's going well, and the last run at a stronger race than this was a good performance, and seems to be holding form well. Nine Clouds is fitter for one run back from a spell, and Cheeky Chinchilla's resuming and effective on the fresh side in general. One of the more interesting runners of the day for me, ahead of 4, 5 and 3.
So one from 4, 5 and 3. What's your best at Ruffy Quaddy, and also your player of the day?
Going early with the best Nards, race one, number one, Saplane. And although not great odds, I thought race five, number four, Dollapini, was a little bit over the odds in current markets. For the quaddie, first leg 1, 3, 4 and 5. Second leg 1, 4, 5 and 6. Third leg just numbers 1 and 8. And home with numbers 1, 3, 4 and 5. And I thought we could play trifectas and first fours with my top four selections in race two as the play of the day. And in number order, they are 4, 9, 12 and 13.
Wonderful. Thanks, Warren. We'll talk tomorrow.